And welcome into a Labor Day edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, joined by one of our great laborers, John Osier.
J.P., with you, it never feels like labor. I'll say that.
Very kind of you. One person back laboring today on the practice field was Maurice Jones-Drew. First time back in the field. He joined the club yesterday. Got his physical done, press conference yesterday as well. Back to work today. What do you expect from Maurice in the next few days?
Well, I think we're going to find out a lot more about how much he's going to play as the week goes on. I'm not sure how realistic it is to think that he's going to come in and get 25 carries on Sunday. We don't really know yet if he's going to play at all. But either way, for the short and long term, this obviously makes a position that had already looked very good, very, very strong.
Part of the return yesterday from Maurice was meeting with the coaching staff. Mike Mularkey face-to-face for the first time. Sylvester Kroon, the running backs coach, face-to-face for the first time. Had some early work off to the side with Sly today at practice. Similar situation to what Blackman had to do with Jerry Sullivan, though Justin's a rookie, of course. That's something off to the side you'll see a little bit in the first week or two, right?
Yeah, my sense is it's not so much, whereas with Jerry, there was a lot of work with Justin on how Jerry wants him running routes. That's something Justin needed work on. With Maurice and Sylvester, it's obviously more, here's what holes you need to hit in this offense. Here's some little things to remember about this offense. And it's really just getting him into the playbook.
He wasn't running with the ones today in teamwork, but he was, of course, with the running backs and the position drills. When do you expect that might happen? Maybe not this week, as you just mentioned, but over time, you'll see him work back up to the top of the depth chart.
Yeah, no question. And I think the important thing to remember here is Rashad Jennings is going to get a lot of work in this offense, no matter what the situation is this year. But I don't think you'll see Maurice running with the twos for very long.
And Maurice spoke to the media after practice today, talking about his first day on the field.
All it is trying to get a feel for things at the end of the day. I feel good. I probably lost about 10 pounds because it was a scorcher out there, but it felt great. I think a lot of the guys, they were doing a little extra stuff, just getting me ready, trying to strip the ball from me, a little more hidden than usual. But those are things I welcome on. Obviously, staying away was a choice, but it was very emotional because the guys, we sit here and we work together. You know, I've been with most of these guys for 6-7 years, so to be away from that, you know, kind of talk on the phone and be kind of distant was tough. But coming back, them embracing me, me embracing them, them helping me with the offense, the plays I've messed up, and they're kind of like, it's okay, just do this next time. It means a lot. So it's a very tight-knit group, and like I said, I'm just exactly happy to be out there.
Well, Maurice, of course, a year ago was a rushing champion. Mm-hmm. That was a different offense. He's had the OTA playbook, he said, and he seems to like this attack so far, on paper at least.
Yeah, I asked him yesterday in his press conference, you know, how much do you like this offense? How much have you seen? He indicated he's seen every game. He's really happy about how Blaine Gabbert's playing. He likes the fact that there's some wide receivers and there's things going on in the passing game that he likes. In time, I think he's going to fit in great with this new scheme.
He's got to fit in the locker room, too. And that's always a question when a player holds out and comes back. How does he fit in the chemistry of this team now, John?
Well, there's always talk when a player holds out. You know, is there going to be resentment from coaches, from teammates, you know, from fans? The reality is once he gets back and starts playing, all that goes away. In the locker room, it goes away very quickly. These guys understand it's a business, and I don't think there's going to be any hard feelings toward Maurice Jones-Drew.
Great to have him back. I mean, he's such a you know, one, he's a leader of this offense. He does a tremendous job for us leading us, and he's such a threat back there for us to have. It's great to have him back there again.
Great to have him back. I mean, it's been a long time coming. I think he understands what's important for him, what's important for this team, and if we're going to do anything where we want to go, it's great to have him back in this building, and we're ready to roll.
You got to be able to separate that business stuff from the football side, and you know, you don't have time to think about it, but it's just great to have him back in here, and great to have our team all together, and just ready to get the season going.
It was good to see him back. He looked like he's in great shape. As you can see, he has a little bit different. He got a little fro, got a little beard going, but other than that, man, you know, he's picking up the plays, and he's ready to go. I can honestly say that he's ready to go.
Well, Johnny's finally here. Week one. And all this holdout, all this practice, all this training camp, everything is behind us now.
Right.
Get ready for the Vikings.
The preseason and off-season storylines are done, and now it's time to move on.
Off day tomorrow for the team. We're back with you on Wednesday with more Inside the Jaguars.